League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, I'll finish.
He's so loud as well.
Everything he does is loud. Everything is
loud. There's a last bit of grain, though. You know, it's so nice. That last.
But why are you clanging the plate?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. What you're saying now, Satch, what we're saying now is like the kind of thing your dad would say. You know, like Annie, tick, tick, tick,
tap, tap, tap. Why are you telling me off? It was, you know, because, you know, when you're having, like, in a bowl and you've got the last bit of rice.
No, but you know, we're about
to just clean up.
I've just hit record on the podcast. It's flashed up on your page. It's flashed up on Tommy's page.
Yeah.
Podcast. We know that it's going. You're sitting there eating the last few grains of darbat out of your bowl.
Hold on a minute.
Look, he's still doing it.
No, because now that he said it, he's still doing it. Just finish
this
it.
Is, honestly, this is winding me up so much. I think I might hang up in a minute because this is.
No, he's the guy. He's the guy that, you know
what? We're going to have a podcast.
Yeah. No. He's the guy that when I'm hosting weddings, and I don't do many, but when I do the weddings, yeah. And you go, ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The couple about to come in. He ain't going to sit down.
Yeah, no, of course
he ain't going to sit down then. He's going to wait.
Yeah.
He's going to wait.
He's going to try to go to the bar when the bar's closed. And they'll say, the bar's closed, mate. Go and sit down.
Right. And when I go, right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the room. Bavin and, you know, Bavita.
Oh.
Right? Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I just read. Yeah.
What? What did you say? Nikita.
He just said Nikita. Oh. He came out of all the names. It was just,
I don't know why that one.
Then he'll be like, oh, sorry, walk across the camera shot and
yeah,
sit down.
Yeah. Through the couple doing their cake cutting, he's walked right through the photographers.
And he'll laugh. He'll laugh. He'll go, what am I
guys,
like?
Guys, you're wasting valuable brown loaders time here.
No, we're not.
No, you're wasting time because you're the one eating. What reason are you eating?
If you're saying, Kedge, that we should lie to the brown loaders and pretend that we've started this podcast smoothly and slickly while you are ducking your knife and fork. So, Kedge, actually, Kedge, just tell the people what you did just eat, because you were saying, oh, isn't this just the best?
You know, it's what? I've just got...
It's a heat wave across the country.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
It's a heat wave, and I've just had the biggest bowl of jeera rice and tarka dal.
Love
and
it.
It's just, you know, like in this weather, it's beautiful.
It's a
hug inside the sweaty body that we're all struggling with today. It's a beautiful hug. And I'm so lucky I'm Indian and I can have this. Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise I'll probably have had to have a fish finger sandwich.
It's available for non-Indians. It's available for non-Indians.
I think you've had the wrong dish today, Kedge.
No.
Because that is, when you need that kind of food, you need it on the winters or on the autumn's day.
I would agree.
I agree.
I would not eat that on a day like today. I'm not saying it's bad food because I love it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, no, I know. But I think because the space where I was starving. I'm not eating for a long time. I had a salad for lunch, you know, and some fruit. So I needed something to hit the spot.
But on that note, right, you know, obviously everyone in India during the heat, hot days will have dal chaul.
Exactly. It's got cooling effects.
From Punjab to Kerala. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and so they're all natural, but then I never get that. Even like I've filmed a couple of episodes of Desi Beat recently, and it's been roasting hot at someone's house or someone's flat, and I'm like, so. And then you're sitting down, and you know what I'm like? My head sweats anyway, right? So my head's dripping, and then I'm having like a spicy something.
Dal bati.
I did dal bati.
Did dal bati today. I just did dal bat.
Okay. Yeah, gal bat or dal bat.
Dal bat.
And but people who say, you know, I never get that. People go, oh no, but it actually cools you down. Like if you have a cup of tea when it's hot, it'll cool you down. I have never done that in my life, even though people have said that all my life.
No, I've recently experimented with that because my mum always used to say it. So I was like, well, there's got to be something in it. What is this phenomena? And it does. There is something about it. I think it's like there's something about like a little bit of caffeine or something in there that just cools you down.
It might be, but I'm saying. Nobody would ever, if you go, mate, I've got a Solera or a cup of tea, you go, give me the Solera. I want to know generally, how has it been down south? Because I'm up in Scotland, that's why we're doing the podcast online.
You, down south, it is sweaty, bruv.
Well, it's nice here. It's like 23, 24,
we're
on
London?
The beach.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh. It's hot down here.
I missed that gag completely.
Well, yeah, it's hot down in south of London, England, yes.
Mate, I bet it is. I bet it is. Many gully mare.
Do you know what?
Bombay Heat down there. If you really want to know, I reckon the store sellers are out in Kedge's Gully selling kulfis, right?
In the gullies.
I don't even want to know what he's wearing underneath, because if me and you, Tommy, can see what he's wearing right now. And honestly, when he came on to the call, I kind of had to just be like, no, I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for the podcast, because I can't go in on him, because that's wasted material, isn't it?
Why cuss Kedge when thousands of people can't hear it at the same time?
Exactly. So let me wait. And then I'll address what he's wearing. So we all kind of switched on.
You guys are making this into an Olympic sport now.
This is a big thing. I've never seen... Tommy, have you ever seen him in one of those? Yeah.
Let's do mallet's mallet of Kedge cusses, right? You can't pause. You can't hesitate. Right? You go first. Firstly, just to establish for everybody, what is Kedge wearing?
He's wearing a white vest.
Proper banan. But honestly, I'll go first.
It's not banan. It's more like Kedge. A sleeveless.
It's a sleeveless vesty, banana-y sports sort of top thing, right? But okay, when I first saw Kedge pop up on the screen, I thought someone had superimposed Kedge's face onto Milo's body. My 12-year-old son's. That's what it looks like right now, with these skinny arms coming out of this little vest. Satch, what do you see when you see him?
Do you know what? The first thing I thought of was just douse him in long arms.
I've got long limbs. What can I say? I've got long limbs. You know, some people are blessed. I was.
And the colours are wrong. Longer. You look at his arm, it's like full on white, and then his face is like sunburned.
His face is burnt. Honestly, not burnt, but it's very, very tan.
You look like you've been in a handstand for the last 5 minutes. You know when someone comes back from a handstand?
And then hearing these headphones. Jesus, why do you have to wear these headphones? Satch, do I need to wear these headphones?
You have to wear headphones.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it could make your ears sweaty, because it's for the sound quality. Now, look, so I tell you what I also first thought when I saw Kedge. I thought, I wonder where he parked his rickshaw, is what came to my mind.
I think then, Tommy, let's work out what the rest of the outfit is then. So we can see he's got the white vest on.
White vest.
Yeah. I think underneath he's got a pair of shorts on.
Yep.
What am I thinking?
No.
It's funny you said rickshaw, because actually the color of the shorts matches the color of the shorts would probably match what a rickshaw driver's color of
black and yellow, black and black yellow, and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah. No, Wiz Khalifa. It's a rickshaw. It's khaki shorts.
I was gonna say that. I was like, it's gonna be some sort of khaki color. Yeah,
yeah, it's a khaki. They're very comfy. They're like,
again, it's rickshaw keys. That's all you've got. You ain't got no car.
And then I'm thinking he's gone with the flip flops today and got his toes out.
No, there is no flip flops indoors. It's just feet, mate. It's just I can't. What do you mean flip flops for what?
Where have you been enjoying the sunshine though, Kedge? It's Monday today.
Yeah.
Where have you been enjoying?
Yeah. So basically, a few of us at work basically because I had to go to the airport today, so I couldn't stay out for long. But obviously, because I finish early, so a few of us who finish early, we knocked off even earlier, and we had a couple of tinnies in the park by work.
What?
Before you were going on an airport run. Good. Yeah. Very good, Kedge. Great sensible behaviour.
Well, hang on a minute. He had a couple of tinnies in the pot. How old are you? 16?
No,
and
you're
also,
like...
You're not in Home and Away now, mate. You know, a couple of tinnies. Couple of tinnies in the park, mate.
No, just a couple of mojitos in the park. It was nice. We just, you know. Oh, and then...
Literally tins of
yeah,
kitten
mojito, yeah.
Yeah, so were you with all 13-year-olds, or was it just you?
13-year-olds and alcohol, let me tell you.
No, I said alcohol pops. This is like the drink of the
Oh, no, 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 no.
He's got his hooch out, mate.
Yeah, pardon me. Before I went on the call, maybe, yeah, but...
Hoochaka, 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 hoochaka.
I didn't even know how funny he was until he said that. Just letting it dry. Anyway, so moving on.
What is a hooch? Is a hooch? Is a hooch something in Gujarati?
No. Oh. No. But don't start singing hoochaka hoochaka hoochia. Jesus.
Okay, then I could. I was
My
thinking.
God. That
was, hoochie hoochie biwarome. What's that song? Oh, Julie.
Hoochie lumbakad. Anyway.
Yeah. That was a great song. That's a fun song.
God, what? Whatever happened to Hooches? They still make them. They're long gone,
because,
isn't they?
I don't know.
Because, I remember Hooch, because I remember preferring Hooch to Two Dogs. Everyone would go, Two Dogs.
What was Two Dogs?
Two Dogs was another lemon-flavoured alcoholic drink that came out in the 90s.
Much, Hooch was so sour, from what I remember.
It was better than Two Dogs.
Really sour. I mean, thank God for Smirnoff Ice and WKD Blue.
Oh, see, I moved on then. After that, it was Bottle of Bacardi. Okay.
The opening gambit was WKD Blue and Smirnoff Ice. I was like, wow, this is incredible.
Nice. Sorry, how did we get to this? How did we get to drink? Oh, yeah, Uchi. how have you spent today? So you're drinking that. Who did you get from the airport? Who was the airport run for?
So another cousin. Literally, I don't think there's any of my family or my dad's family left abroad. They're all here in London. They've smuggled in. There's so many of them here now. It's ridiculous.
That's why we're marching. That's why me and Sandy are marching against your, just specifically at your family. That's what we're going to do. Me and Tommy Robinson.
They're all here. So yeah, we're calling everybody else coming in.
Just that Kedgell family and Bushy. Just watch out. We think Bushy's got a secret portal to Underbuds, and they are ferrying them in.
Twin town.
No. But okay, so you picked up Uncle. But no, was it nice to see Uncle?
Uncle. It's nephew. It's a nephew. It's a cousin.
Was there anyone there with flowers waiting around? Did you?
No. He's only young. First time he's traveling. To the UK by himself. He's only 15, 16, so you know.
Should have given him a nice welcome, man. What kind of uncle are you?
You know what? I'm already telling you now, there's a lawsuit here. That's it. Because bruv, he's 15, 16 years old. Jesus left Gujarat for the first time. Is it Gujarat?
No. He's now from Canada via Gujarat.
Okay. Basically, whereabouts in Canada?
Yeah.
It's Canada's pretty desi anyway. But he's come over here. So hold on. His first experience of traveling and landing in England is you, couple of mojito tins deep, coming to pick him up. There's a lawsuit. The guy's got a claim.
Sorry. If someone came to pick me up in a vest at the airport, I wouldn't get in their car. Tell me, would you?
Forget that, Satch. You're 15. Imagine Satch at 15 years old. He comes to, he's well excited, London, UK. He's a DJ from, started off in Gujarat, went to Canada. Now he's coming over, and there's a bloke in a vest and a lungi with a pair of sandals, flip-flops on, holding up a sign saying Sachin's name. Satch, you would walk past him. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was not bad. It was not bad. Anyway.
Pitch, how was that though? Was it all good? Like, do you know your cousin quite well? No.
So I've never met him.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it was a little bit awkward, but you know, that's where obviously, you know, like where we're good at. We just go into overdrive chatting, don't we? And we overcompensate. And you know, I'm trying to feel the tune.
This story just sounds so strange, honestly.
It was strange.
Something's not right here.
As soon as he goes, yeah, it was a bit awkward, but hey. Don't worry, like I've got this covered. Orcs, that's where I shine. Are you facing an awkward situation? Need someone to just talk, just glaze over the awkwardness? Call Kedge.
Guys, you know exactly how I am. So you guys have already pictured this whole event that happened car, stuck in traffic.
Time out, please. Allow me to just predict.
Why has this become the main thing of the podcast?
No, it's not become the main thing at all. It's just funny which is what I love. It's conversation, bro. It's not planned. It's just what it is. So here's what's happening. This other geezer. What's his name? Hemant? Himesh?
No.
Can you give him a nickname?
Is there an Esh involved?
No, there's a... Yeah, there is an Esh.
Okay. Let's call him Flesh.
Flesh gets, he's excited, he gets in the car, and he's a bit mullered from the flight. Kenji's there going, so, what music do you like? Because I work at Virgin Radio. So, do you know Bollywood? Oh, DJ Saketu is my mate. You know, I've sung with Kamal Khan. But you know, you're going to be disappointed, Kedge, because you're there, like you said, aware that this guy's not chatting, or maybe the conversation a bit awkward, whatever, and you're going to overdrive, but then you're not going to get it back.
And that's the, you know, that's the problem, because I think I maybe use too much. Yeah, and you know, the teenagers now, they don't care. They don't care. They don't care.
Do you know what? I think this could be a thing, Kedge. I think if someone wants, you know, a lot of people are on the holiday at the moment. Yes. If anyone needs a taxi and, you know, they're going back to Bushy, we need to send Kedge to pick up one of the Brownlow listeners. Yes. Just email us your flight details and we'll make sure he's there to collect
I'll give you a good chat. There'll be good music. I'll give you a good chat and I'll get you home. What more do you want? No, you know, rather than having someone who doesn't understand it.
That is a competition price.
I think
that
it is.
That is a Brownlow. We will pick you up from your holiday and drive you back, all three of us, to plus your cases.
Yeah, we'll pick all that up.
Because, look, by the way, just in case, everyone, Brandon listeners. This is my question for you lot, really, because sometimes I think, oh, I want to do something. I want to do a competition. We've got all these contacts. We've got all these things. Oh, maybe Satch could DJ at a wedding. You're like, no, you don't know when the wedding's going to happen or when it's going to be and how it's going to be and all the setup and the numbers and the people and does it work and Sachin's diary so busy and da-da-da. So practically, but actually, if you just go, we know we're flying back on the 25th on a Wednesday afternoon and it's Heathrow.
We should do it. I think we should do it.
Okay. If it's Heathrow, it's Kedge. If it's Gatwick, it's Satch. Yeah. And if it's Stansted, maybe you could argue I'm Stansted City Airport and Luton.
I can do Luton. Luton is closer to me.
Luton, we'll toss up between us. We'll toss over Luton.
No, but Luton is much closer to me than you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is. Yeah. I'll let you have it then. Good. Yeah. So you can do Luton, you can do Heathrow. Satch do Gatwick, and I'll do Stansted.
And
so I get the IB for Malaga lot. Yeah, City Airport.
Yeah.
And Southend, if need be. But that would be great.
Yeah, email us your flight details. hello@thebrownlow.com. Honestly.
Well, you're doing nothing.
No, because this is going to happen this summer. I'll pit on both of you. At some point. Yeah. Email us your details. If you're flying into any of those airports, email hello@thebrownlow and we'll assign your driver accordingly.
Maybe. That, you know,
God,
what?
I'm getting scared here.
My heart's going.
I'm getting scared now.
Why?
But I find it very funny. I find it so funny.
But I think it would have to be filmed. I think it would have to be filmed.
Oh, no, but I would turn up at the airport full dim donna. I would meet you and greet you.
Well, no, because then you could choose the outfit of your driver. So if you want this bespoke outfit of the banana,
you can pick.
You can pick the outfit of your driver. Kedge, we are providing a service here.
Freshly clothes. Like, I want Tommy in a dress.
We are providing a service here. Dial a rickshaw. Can we just register this website now? Dial a rickshaw. That's it. The fact that you can customize your driver's outfit.
It adds so much to the basic cab experience.
Of course it does. You can either go, we want the cab driver to be the selector. You can pick the playlist. You can go, we want playlist for the first 20 minutes. Then selector from the cabbie. Then, you know, then we want chat. You can design your drive back home.
I love it. The tagline is, send Uber down the tuber, because this is the one you want, my Habuba.
Dial a rickshaw.
Right? Dial a rickshaw. Yes. And different categories of rickshaw, car. Oh, mate, everything.
I think the heat has got to our heads
then,
today, because we're coming out with
then,
stupid
then
ideas.
We could go into like celebrity pickups, going to go, look, for a fee, I can get Juggy D.
You could add that to it. So if you want, you know, you not only do you want the bespoke DJ service and everything, but we can stick Juggy in the booty and then he can start, you know, in the decky, and then he just pops out and he just sings.
Stop sticking Juggy in your booty in your decky. Stop sticking your decky in his booty. Okay. Leave your decky out of it. Okay. I'm going to move on from this little crazy idea, because I was with Juggy a couple of days ago. So this is a good chance to mention that. It was lovely, lovely, lovely to see him. Not seen him for a few years, and Geese is doing so well. He's super clean. He's like completely off the booze, off the everything, and he's just kind of sorting himself out. He's up in a rehab center in Dilly. Dilly? Where'd I get that from?
Dilly.
Dilly. Dilly. I went to say Dilly and Delhi in one.
Dilly. So he went Dilly. Dilly. Dilly.
And he set up a rehab center in Dilly.
In Dilly.
Dilly. And it's, which is an amazing, and he goes, Tommy, it's an amazing building. I can't believe we're going to, and we want to kind of get it out around the kind of country. So he's on one. He's on an absolute get fit, get clean.
Richard, you know what? Let's get him on. It's been a while since we've had Juggy. Let's get him around yours, actually.
It's been a while.
Without a doubt. Well, I don't know where mine is, because my house sale is now going through, but we're all a bit
Is that why you're homeless and in Scotland? Well, I kind of
came here because I thought, I think it's all going to go very mental for us.
When you get back. Yeah.
When we get back. So this was like a, hey, let's bring the family out. Kedge, what are you opening up? What are you having? A Captain Morgan.
He's opened the titty.
Guys, not everything has to be shared on the podcast.
Well, we heard you throw the mic down, the camera, the headphone. If you go back about a minute and a half, you'll hear ba-doom. Yeah. And that's him walking off. And then he went off and got a can of rum and coke. Pre-mixed.
Yeah.
It was there. I mean, you know, it's there. It's hot. I'm not working tomorrow. It's party for one.
I can tell you're not working tomorrow. Bloody hell, how many drinks have you had today?
It's party for one. Let's go.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, wait, hold on. Where's the 15-year-old? Is he the one passing?
I've dropped that border. Dropped him home.
Oh, who's home? Where's he? Is he not staying with you?
No. I had to drop him to some other rally.
Okay, right. He's like, just pass the bachelor on.
So, literally, I was trying to come.
Good to see Juggy, but I did this party. And yeah, that's what. Because I'm doing this, I hosted a party. It was a lovely party, lovely people and all that. And then G-Town Desi were there. They were the DJs. Remember Bobby from G-Town
Desi? God, that's been a while, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. They're really good lads.
Good DJs.
And actually, Satch, they were saying good things about you as well. They, you know what? I've said this before. I know I've said it before. I just remembered it as I'm about to say it. I dropped Satch's name into DJs just to remind them that I know Satch. Honestly, and they all know Satch.
It's a good thing to do. I always like to drop Satch's name in as well.
Yeah,
usually when you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Yeah, and then I met about 10 people that all worked at Virgin Radio. I didn't mention Ken. I just thought it was best just to kind of go, I'm kidding. No. And but it was lovely to be there. But a quick little thought, because I'm now downstairs in the restaurant area of the hotel that I'm staying at in Glasgow. So the party I hosted was near Edinburgh, actually, in a really nice golf course and all that. We went Fringe Festival. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But when we were staying in the hotel, quick thing, because I was coming down with my laptop to record down here. And by the way, I wouldn't normally do this. The staff here are really lovely. It's a Hilton hotel. It's not that anything special. But I told them that. I said, you know what? Everyone who works here is smiling and happy. It makes such a difference.
That makes a difference.
Ask them, and they go, all right. And they've got something to say. And they just... That, you know, you can have a bit of banter with them, whatever you're talking about. Let's talk about at the breakfast buffet. They'll have a bit of banter with you about, oh, yeah, I love these. And you know, to talk about it. Anyway. And I told the geezer that. I said, you know what? I'd be the first to complain because I'm pretty good at it. But secondly, I need to give it some praise. I said, the vibe here is good. He goes, yeah, we're a good team, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, here's a question. When you are waiting for lifts going down, do you wait or do you just hit the stairs?
I will not.
So my wife's a bit of a dej gore. She's a bit like she's like running around. She climbs mountains.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Explain that to the Gujaratis who don't understand that.
Dej is fast.
Yeah.
Gore is a middle name given to all Punjabi girls or Sikh girls. Really.
Okay.
All right. So she's a dej gore. Everything she does, fast, wham bam.
Yeah.
Okay. Runs around the house. She's always on the go. She's just one of them kind of wired, tapped people. And yet I'm pretty energetic. And yet I struggle to
keep up.
Sometimes respond in time because she likes, if she asks a question, she likes an answer back within 2 seconds. And if she doesn't, she's like, hello, are you listening?
Hello. She's like, hello.
But I think we need that. Me and the boys need that. She's going to keep us all in line. Anyway, so she's very much like a, let's take the stairs up and down. And me and the boys look at each other like, oh, fuck's sake, like they don't want to do it, and they're like, come on, dad, you got to say something, you got to pipe up.
It's a bit too much going up as well.
Like, and I'm sorry, on holiday,
right? So, our lift is on the third floor, our room is on the third floor.
Oh, no, Tommy, third floor, take the stairs, bruv. Why are you in the lift?
Up as well,
no, up, get in the lift, down, get in the stairs,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's a bit too much waiting for a lift going down.
Yeah, I think waiting for... do you know what? It depends on what floor you're, because I think anything past maybe the fifth or sixth floor, then lift it. Otherwise, just walk down.
Lift it even down. So you would rather just press a button and wait there, not knowing how long it's going to take, when you could just be trotting downstairs.
I'd just walk... If I was three floors up, I'd walk down, because it's quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I chose to do that. Obviously, my wife's going to do that. The boys still didn't want to do that. You know what the hardest thing is about bloody raising kids? It's you as a parent versus the Apple or tablet device of choice. It's impossible. I can't be... I'm going to say it. I conceded this week to, like, you know what? Just have the phone and the iPad whenever you want. I don't care.
I think it's too late. Unless you're having new kids, right? And you and your partner
on the block.
Like new kids on the block. But unless you and your partner have decided and you've got to actively try and you've got to really be sure. Because the problem is all adults who are having kids now are all glued to their phone themselves. So you've got no leg to stand on. Because all these people are doing, you know, joint Instagram accounts. They're making Instagram accounts for the baby and, you know, 3 months to go, 2 months to go. All of that nonsense is happening. So this kid has got no choice but to be on Instagram. Then it's like everyone feels the need to put, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, you know, with the mat, and then you've got to circle it and all of that kind of nonsense. So there's a lot of people put these mats on the floor with the numbers on it, and then they have to circle. And it's like 1 month today, and they have the picture of the baby.
And you can tell Kedja manages a lot of these baby Instagram accounts. I think that's part of his business.
No, you see a lot of this.
He's just waiting for him to turn 14. He's got a drinking partner in the park. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, I'm kidding. But
what I'm trying to say is that it's you know what people are not realizing. What people are not realizing is that you're putting all of these photos of your children on the internet. Like, let me tell you something, right? Today, a lot of people don't.
Tell us something.
Let me tell you something about X.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's had half a tin.
I'm not sure if
this advice is legal.
Yeah.
This advice is so buzzer that people don't even know. This is from the tandoor. This is hotter than the naan that you're going to ever eat, right?
This reminds me of some uncle blabbering on, chatting breeze after his other
coming. Here we go. Forget the Peshwari naan. Here is a Kejwari gyan. Kejwari gyan.
Oh, Kejwari gyan. There's got to be a jingle for the
Kejwari. Come on, get on with it.
I want a jingle. Anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Kejwari gyan.
You got it wrong. After all that, he's got
Kejwari gyani gyani gyan. Kejwari gyani gyani gyan. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Today on the app X, formerly known as Twitter, there is something called Grok that people might have seen on one of the tabs at the bottom, and it's asking you to Grok something. Basically, and people are wondering what this is, and this is obviously the most advanced AI, and it's basically you can use it to help you with your tweets and stuff. What people don't know is that actually with the new Twitter settings, which, you know, when you've updated your Twitter and everything, if you go, and I'm going to help everyone with this because they won't know how to do it.
Sorry, man. I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm going to just rewind you a little bit.
Yeah.
You're going to Twitter, and at the bottom where it would normally say retweet, share or things like that.
So you've got like your DMs, and then you've got your homepage, you've got your search page. And there's a square with a line going through it. That's your Grok page.
Was that always there, Grok?
No,
I don't know that word.
It's new. It's their AI.
Grok.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's something.
You're saying it's their AI. What does that even mean?
Because basically,
why would Twitter have AI?
If you're premium Twitter subscriber payer, then they can help you form your tweets and all of this kind of stuff as well. You can speak to it, all of that kind of stuff, like your ChatGPT and all of that. Now, people don't know this, but what Elon Musk has done is that he's changed the settings, all right? So that basically, if you now go to your settings and support, so let's all do this together. So if you go to your settings and privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you then scroll down to prior privacy and safety.
Yeah.
Right. And then if you go all the way to the bottom where it says Grok, click on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That thing is on.
Yeah, it is. It says allow your posts. This is so we've got this turned on in our settings.
Everyone's got this on. I don't even know.
Allow your posts as well as your interactions, inputs, and results with Grok to be used for training and fine tuning.
Right.
That's what it says.
So basically, they're training their AI on all of the human stuff that we are tweeting, posting, learning, all of that, so that their AI can be as smart as a human. I'm just saying, that Elon Musk has done this without anyone knowing. If I were you, turn it off.
Well, do you know what, Kedge?
But like you said, it's too late.
But then all the AI will be based around people that aren't you, Kedge. Then they'll be all dumb people that are terrible. Well, so you might as well keep yourself in the mix.
Do you know what? I was thinking about it this weekend. I think I'm going to go one step further.
Go on.
I think I'm done with X.
Oh, Twitter. Big call. But all the footy goss is on there, Satch. That's the only reason I want it.
That's the only thing I like about it. But do you know what? It's actually not a nice place. Like everything, every time I turn it on,
yeah.
Number one, I don't even follow Elon Musk. And everything he says turns up on my Twitter. Like, I was going to block him yesterday because I thought, this is annoying me now. Like,
You're going to grok him? Grok him or block him?
Honestly, block him. Because I don't even care what you say. And do you know what? He's not saying a lot of nice stuff at me. He's not very productive. So
yeah, and so it's just all
negative.
It is. And just going back to, you know, I know we spoke about grok and AI training. But the reason why, you know, what I'm saying about the photos of these children is that these photos are being picked up. They are being used everywhere. Why are you doing this? Let your child decide if they want to be on social media when they're old enough. But up until then, just don't put your kids' photos on the internet.
I don't do a lot of it.
Because we're all sucked into it. You know, everyone is sucked into that thing because everyone's like, well, if you're doing it, then I'm doing it. And then, you know, look at my kid compared to your kid. It's just, this is the whole point. They want us to stay in the game. They want us to keep scrolling. They want us to feel like the next person's doing better than us or their kid's doing better than blah blah blah, and so we all get sucked in. This is where we are as a human race. It's a problem. Like you said, it's too late. The quicker you can see the game, the easier it is to try and deal with it.
Yep.
No, so Scotland's totally lovely. Scotland is lovely at the moment. It's a really lovely break.
Can we talk about the Olympics? Sorry, because you know, we've mentioned it, and you know, like I've become a big fan. You know, we all become experts on all the disciplines. But the one that really, you know, I was really waiting for, because India qualified and England didn't, and that was for the breakdancing competition that was on Friday.
It's been poor. It was rubbish, wasn't it?
It wasn't the greatest, but can we all just big up the Australian dancer? Have we seen that woman?
What was her name? Ray something.
Ray of Hope.
It was Ray something. I can't remember her name.
She will be used in every advert across the planet from now on.
What was that? But like, Tommy, if I'd said to you, I said, Tommy, you know what? We're a one-man show in the breakdancing team. Just go and do anything.
No.
You would have done better.
Real talk. Okay. You know me. We do dance battles when we're doing shows and we get people out the audience and do stuff. That girl.
Ray Gunn, right?
That lady or girl, I'm not sure how old she was because it was hard to tell with that suit.
What was she wearing? Why was she dressed like she was playing 2020 cricket for Australia?
I got mum dancing vibes, but she's a mum dancer. You know, you get these funny TikToks of mums like
No, that wasn't mum dancing.
But she could, like that, wriggling around on the floor, you know, like going round in a circle.
Yeah, kangaroo.
But what I mean, like, you know, like drunk mum wedding dance.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Sorry. And I'm going to say, because I think we can, without sounding like we're being out of order, it's white mum dancing, because Desi mums have a different thing that they do, and maybe black mums have a different thing that they do, or whatever, and culturally Turkish mums or whatever do different kind of things when they're being a bit out.
Yes. Desi mums have a mum dance.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Or they do their little gidda. They might do something together. Yeah. They do a little routine. They put the chunni over their heads or whatever. You know, there's things that they might recreate. But they're doing the, I'm a kangaroo. You know, I can imagine her. But actually, she was good at it. You can imagine her as a TikTok.
She wasn't good at it.
It's rubbish.
She was. She was good at bad dancing. No, she was good at bad dancing. You know what I mean? Like, she was a funny, good, bad dancer. Does that make sense?
I mean, it was shocking. I think the level of breakdancing was rubbish.
Yeah, it was rubbish. And to the person that's been
on their head, there wasn't a lot of technical skill.
To the point where next year, well, not next year, 28, it's not even a part of the...
Yeah, it hasn't made it. Scrapped it.
They've been that's
it
that rubbish.
It didn't work.
Oh, on that note, did you watch the closing ceremony? LA. It's going to LA next.
Yeah, it's going LA next. Billie Eilish.
Can I just say, the closing ceremony was one of the worst things I've seen in a long time as well. I think it's probably one of the worst things I've seen since the opening ceremony 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
It was just... Tommy, you were watching it as well, weren't you?
Okay. So generally, look, I'm not trying to make it, oh, we have really busy lives. But I have busy lives in a way that we work so many evenings that I haven't been able to watch in the Olympics. So now we've come on this Scotland break, and I'm still doing a couple of days of work while I'm here. The missus is with me. We're in the hotel bar downstairs after we came back from dinner. I said, let's sit here. And actually, we had a mug of tea. Genuinely sat there. It was lovely. Mug of tea. The Olympics were on the hotel bar, and we sat there together having a cup of tea about 10:39. And Binny, my wife, just sat there with her, like, eyes open, mouth open. She goes, Tommy, she goes, we've missed all the Olympics.
Oh, I'm gutted for you guys.
Yeah, I know. And she, because she loves, dear God, because she loves all her sports, she was loving the Olympics. She goes, I can't get over. Because when you train, and she does, she trains every day. I train most days as often as I can. When you train, you've got a newfound respect for those people running those times. You know, you could have got, oh, hang on. I run 5K in 34 minutes.
Mm.
They're running it in 18. Mm. What? Or, you know, or 10K in what, 35, 40 minutes. I'm like, how? What? So you have it makes it very real. Anyway, so we really love that. So I'm building up to it, Satch, because then the following night, last night, it's the closing ceremony. I went, oh, babe, closing ceremony. She goes, yeah, cool. And we're all in one big room, two double beds and all that. So the kids are asleep. Mm. We're there, we're watching it. What a pile of poop.
The band was rubbish. That thing that looked like a bumblebee in gold that comes down.
Gold, I didn't understand that.
Robot, Transformer.
They, do you know, all they did at the end of it was they put the five rings together. I'm sorry, but you could have done that in five minutes.
It took a long time for the five rings to come together. We knew what was going to happen. God.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like, no, but even on that note, Logan was still awake. Right. And well, Logan was 7 years old when the rings were coming together. I think he's 34. He's 34 now. But he was going, Dad. And he went, what color are the rings? And I thought, oh, good. I know this one. So actually, go on then, boys. What color are the rings?
Red.
Yep.
Yellow.
Yep.
Black. Green. Black.
Yep.
Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done it.
Right. So right. And I went, you know what, Logs? I said, they're probably going to light up at the end.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm.
And did they? No,
no,
it was black and white. It was dot matrix.
It was just still.
I thought, oh, no, oh, I thought it was going to be really bright lights coming out of it.
It was honestly the best part of the closing ceremony was that when Tom Cruise came on screen. Other than that, don't forget about the whole of it.
2 minutes.
Forget it.
So, Satch, you and I were messaging each other, and you were going, what is this shit, is what you said. what is this dog shit coming out?
I think it might have been dog shit, yeah.
Ked stayed out of it because he's still friends with a lot of people from Paris when he lived there. So he's politically, yes.
Well, I was trying to take it in. I was trying to see the positive side of it.
I was ready. I'm still ready for Ked to come out and say it was fantastic because everything French this guy just defends.
I know, but that was a hard one to defend. It was a hard one. It was the same. I'm sorry.
Like Thierry Henry.
That was
a football reference.
Yeah, but he's not a defender, but we'll let him off.
No, you said it's a hard one to defend, like Thierry Henry. So you'd be defending the attacker, you twat.
Oh, I see.
And
it was, do you know what? And seeing as how much pump Kedge gave the opening ceremony as well, I thought he would be like, yeah, it was the best closing ceremony I've seen in my life. Yeah. But honestly, the best part of it, when Tom Cruise is on the top of the stadium,
he
jumps down and then he takes the flag, buggers off to LA, and then it all comes alive. Because you know what? Even when you're looking at it, you're like, oh my God, this is shot like it's a flipping film. The whole thing just looks so good. He was, you know, putting the rings up on the Hollywood sign and all of this. And then it cuts to, was it Venice Beach or something like that?
Yeah.
And they had a full-on concert. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, Snoop Dogg, and he brings out Dr. Dre. Honestly.
Come on. That's how to do it.
Absolutely rinsed anything that's happened in Paris.
I would love to have
the committee that organized that, Dre, Tom Cruise, Eilish, all those names, versus and then cut to the committee in France and again, we will get the old Baudet up and they'll do some rock numbers and be really rocky. And it was just like none of the French have got some stage.
Yeah, but for the French have got some good musicians and all of that. They just didn't use it. I don't know why they didn't think of it like that. They went, I don't know, maybe too much down the cultural route.
And do you know what I thought as well? All right, I get that the Olympics was in France.
Mm.
Should have some sort of French influence. But then I thought, the Olympics is a worldwide event. So we should Mate, I wanted to see Diljit come out at one point to represent India.
Oh, you can't have stick a Nessie in everything.
No, right? I think you could just, from people from all around the world, you can get someone from random other countries, like they're massive stars, just come and do a little song or something. I think every country should get represented somehow.
Yeah, man.
Okay. It's not the United Nations, Satch, as much as you might want it to be.
I like it, but it's done now, and I'm gutted. And I said to my wife there, I said, I'm so gutted that we both got into the Olympics a day before it ended. But
do you know, I'm a bit annoyed though, because obviously it's going to be in LA now in 4 years' time, yeah? And we ain't going to be able to watch anything, really, because it'll be when we're asleep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unless we go.
For 2 weeks.
I'm on it.
Unless we go for 2 weeks, boys.
I'm on it.
I think we should. I think we should.
I've never been LA. Who's on it?
I've been LA.
I lived there 7 months. Santa Monica.
Tommy, let's go.
I tell you what, food, weather, yeah, it's food. Sunny every day. 6 a.m., 5 a.m., bang, sun's up.
I want to go to Venice Beach.
Yeah, oh, you can.
Get your muscle. Yeah. We should go Muscle Beach with you, Kedge.
Yes. Yeah. Let's do
it. Wear the vest, Kedge. Wear the vest. Honestly, you'll fit right in because you look just like all the guys.
Arnie.
The food snacks that they eat. You look just like their snacks. So they might pick you up and go, just bite your head off. Yeah. They go, it's a protein bar.
Sound like Twiglets.
Exactly. Oh, this one's spicy.
Can I just, talking of food, can I just quickly mention that I finally went back to my favorite takeaway place, which we've been to as well, because it finally opened up.
Can I time out there? Why we don't have favorites? And the fact that you're saying that tells me you're on a little backhander. Yeah, like, Satch is on one with KFC and Greg's.
I haven't mentioned them in the ages. What do you mean?
Yeah, why? Why? Because the contract's probably run out. The contract's run out, really. Satch is waiting for the renewal.
No. Yeah, but it is, though. Like, I mean, I can't help it. I can't, because it was shut for so long, about a year and a half. It got flooded. It's opened up again. And I went there to get my first meal from there, because I was just craving it. And the guy who owns it, was very nice, and you know, I sort of wished him all the best, because he's opened up again. He's a good lad, and he's a casual fan of the Brownload. Like, you know, he knows of us. He obviously was there when we went together. So, like, you know, he spoke to you, and you know, he's a good lad, Rishi. Yep. But he said, can I tell you, Kedge? I think you've got a stalker of a fan. And I was like, who's that? And he goes, well, do you remember my nephew that you met last time you were here, which was about a year and a half ago? His name is Shahil, which I briefly remembered. And he goes, he's been telling me that, he listens to all your podcasts all the time, and he's got tickets to the Brownload show. And he goes, what's the Brownload show? He was so shocked.
The live yeah. Podcast.
He goes, what's the podcast show? He didn't know. So I had to educate him. And he goes, well, apparently, I think he's bought loads of tickets. So he goes, I'm going to try and see if I can nick one, because I want to come down. He goes, Kedge, can you hook me up with any tickets? And I was like, well, we're sold out now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Soz, mate. Soz.
I think still, like you said, now there's going to be this little buzz about going, can we come? Well, we come.
The exciting thing will be that when this podcast comes out, pretty much it's 1 month exactly.
Yeah.
To when we do the live podcast. So that's it. Sold out. So you're right. Clock's ticking now.
But I just thought we're gonna start getting the people now going, you got any tickets, boys? Satch?
No,
what's the answer to that?
Well, as it stands on the website, it is sold out. But
there's a but.
I'm still working. I'm still working on the illegal row at the back.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Do you reckon?
Is that not where we're putting our guest?
Sure. Okay, because we genuinely don't have an allocation of guest list, right? We don't have anything. Do you reckon Diljit can get tickets to every Diljit show?
Of course he can.
Yeah, but if it's sold out, where?
Of course he can.
No, but you just stick him on the side, innit?
There's always an allocation for stuff like this, Tommy.
No, it can't be though, bro. Because
there is.
Okay, the promoter will have. Okay, here's what happens at these.
How do you think I'll go into the back in the back of me and Ariana Grande?
Yeah. Listen, you leave Ariana's back.
Honestly,
I had to rephrase that as I realized what I was saying.
But you were. That's what I mean. You didn't get a seat. You were a backstage.
No, I had a seat.
Yeah, but
Tommy, there's always some space.
You think? Okay.
Yeah, no, for sure. Always.
Just wondering. Always. That's cool. Because he's saying you'll sort me out closer to time. But I don't think. Anyway,
do you? You should not have said that. You are going to get so many. You know, you did not want to.
I'm joking.
Guess where I'm going to, though?
Where?
I'm going to this massive Gerba gig I've been invited to, which is for.
Enough said. I don't want to hear anything anymore.
This woman, is massive. Like, she sells out.
Is it Falguni?
No, this is Falguni's understudy. This is the new age Falguni. Her name is Gita. She is brilliant.
Gita Masi.
I'll be honest,
Kej. I'm loyal to Falguni. I can't be having someone treading on our toes.
So I'm gonna be.
If I see Gita, I'm gonna have to take her out.
Gita Rabari.
What, for dinner?
If you're Gujarati and you haven't heard of Gita Rabari, she is such a talented singer. And when she sings in India, it is roadblocks. Like, it's massive chaos. Like, she's a massive phenomenon. She's coming to the UK. She's coming to the UK. She dresses in all the outfit, the traditional outfits and everything. Her voice is incredible. She's got absolute bangers. And I've been invited.
Do you know what?
Has Gita Rabari got an Atari? It'd be nice if she did it.
And I think you might be able to answer this. Where are all these Gerba Navaratri kind of people coming? Because the other day I saw Bhumi Tribbs was here as well. She did a little. It was in East London, Tommy. She did little Gerba night.
Few months, my cousin sent me, which is obviously a reel that's going around India, a reel that someone's made about all the Gujarati singers who are coming to the UK in the next 3 months, and every single massive Garba Navaratri singer is coming to the UK and performing at some venue or the other, including Falguni, as we know, which, you know, we are going to see if we can.
We want to be there.
What I heard about Falguni the other day, because I know someone doing something about it.
You have to defrost her earlier.
No, you can't say that. Tommy got into trouble for that. What they've done in Wembley is, so obviously we've been to many a concert there. All the seating in the middle, do you know the middle part of Wembley where all the chairs are? Yeah. There's not going to be any seats there. Yeah. You can buy a ticket to go rave.
No, that's how it was last time. When Falguni came last time.
Yeah, it is.
So when Falguni came last time, there's only seating around the side. You've got to take the stairs down, and then you go into that sort of massive melee. It's a mosh pit, and people are just doing.
Is it a mosh pit or is it the swirl?
It's in circles, but there's big circles, small circles. It's so incredible, and she's singing, and it is. I mean, if you can go, just go. Even if you're not into Gerba or anything, just go to see.
I think you should go for the massive mosh pit.
I ain't gonna lie. You know, I am trying my heart out. I'm trying everything because I want to be there in one way or another. And can I just say, look, as I'm not Hindu.
I mean, we are destined.
Genuinely, guys, there's something special about the swirl. I don't know what to call it now, but that motion of the people. Yeah. It's like. It's just a thing, man. It's a vibe. Yeah, it's a trancey vibe.
For me, it reminds me of that scene in The Matrix when they're all dancing underground.
Oh, I don't know. Is it Matrix 11? I dropped off after the first
Matrix
one.
Matrix
2. I don't even think I watched that, but I don't remember that. But main thing is, there's just that communal energy of people. And obviously, Gujarati is so lovely and everyone's so happy and everyone's so positive and it's a nice festival. So you've got all of that going on. It's just wicked. So I want to be there. Is it the O2?
It's at Wembley.
It has to be Wembley, bro. Come on.
I would have liked it to be an O2. Let's go. I think she could do O2.
While Kej is getting ready for Navaratri, which is coming up, I think is it in the October or November this year, Kej?
I think it's end of October.
I think. Right. Don't quote me on that. I was getting ready for another festival, boys. And I thought of you when I bought this item, because I was just like, if you've been listening to the podcast for the last 5 years, you would have heard me mention that in the summer I bought something that was never going to, you know, I was never going to use it in the summer, I would definitely use it in the winter. But I bought it in the summer because it was only £1. Do you remember what that item was?
Of course we do. It was the famous shovel.
The snow shovel.
Oh, yeah.
The snow shovel.
The old one, yeah. £1 snow shovel.
Yeah.
And I think I've only used it once, by the way, since yeah. I bought it.
Well, we've not had major Arctic conditions.
So if you this week, I went to the Nike outlet, which is just down there in Croydon. I was driving past it the other day. Let me pop in and have a look. Do you know what I bought, lads?
From where?
And I really wanted to, from the Nike outlet in Croydon. Okay.
Oh, go on then.
I only went past there and I was just like, do you know what? I don't really need it, but I'm going to go in there because sometimes you get a good little deal on stuff. And
so it's a Nike outlet. Is it clothing?
Great deal. It is clothing.
Oh, gloves?
No.
Well, if he just mentioned the snow shovel, he's bought snow trousers or snow boots.
No.
Dobby.
No. Honestly, this is something you'd never buy at this time of year. And that's why it was so cheap. And honestly, I'm so happy with myself. When I got this item, I wanted to post it online, but I was like, no, I can't until I talk about it on the podcast.
Balaclava. Wow.
No. It is an item of clothing, obviously, gone to Nike shop. Shall I tell you what it is?
Go on.
Yeah.
I bought my Christmas jumper for this year.
Oh, my word. Already?
Oh, sad.
Bro, Nike. Tommy, I'm going to buy it for you as well, because I know you love it. It's a Jordan one.
I've seen that Jordan one.
It's a Jordan Christmas jumper. Bro,
it's last year. It's very cheap now.
Tommy, I'm getting it for you.
How much was it?
About 20 quid.
20 quid now. It's 20 quid now. It's on the app.
And it was like £60 or something when it was...
More. Yeah. It was more when it was...
It
was more last year.
And it's a Jordan one.
It's a Jordan one. I'm going to send you a picture of it, Tommy. Because when I got it, I was like, this is amazing. And I should have picked it up for you because I know you would have loved it.
Ah, I had the life-size Jordan cardboard cutout in my bedroom from the age of 13 to 20.
I'm going to get it for you.
I took it with me to university.
Did you get the blue one or the red one?
I got the black one with the red stuff on it. Yeah.
Nice.
Honestly, it's the summer. Bought a Christmas jumper. I'm ready for Christmas.
Gosh, ready? You know what? It's going to roll around quicker than we think as
well. It is.
Yeah, podcast is 1 month away, live one, and then Christmas is a couple of months after that. Bosh, done. Okay, let's crack on. I've got to get upstairs, put the kids to bed.
Things we learned.
We have learned. Who would like to kick things off? Okay, I'm going to kick things off because mine was, something I watched online. And the video, I'll tell you what the video was, because just in case anyone else has seen it. The video is like, I think it's a black guy who's sitting at like a cafe in India.
Oh, yeah.
And he says something to an old Indian man next to him. No, like in a nice way. He just kind of says, oh, do you know the history of this, whatever, about the phone or something like that? And the Indian guy, kind of like Kedge in about 30 years' time, was this kind of older kaka who basically went, yeah. He goes, I do know that. And he answered the question. The guy was all polite. They were being all nice. They get on. And he goes, and do you know why people say hello when they answer the phone?
Oh.
The Indian guy said to the Kala guy, right?
Yeah.
And I said, and he went, oh, no, I don't. I thought hello was just a greeting. He goes, no, look, hello is not hi. It's not how are you or welcome or whatever. Hello was the surname of Alexander Bell, the guy who invented the phone. It was the surname of his girlfriend or wife. Girlfriend. Must have been girlfriend because she hadn't changed her name.
Wow.
So when
wasn't invented before then?
Nope. This is according to the
Gujarati Kaka. I don't know about this one. Mm. That Gujarati Kaka is faking it, as they would say in Gujarati.
No, he wasn't. He looked very legit. He looked like he knew it. He looked like he was old enough.
Yeah, but that do you know what? No, that sounds like Kedge. He thinks he's very legit sometimes.
So he said, Alexander Bell, obviously answered the phone and went, hello, like saying Sandu.
Sandu.
So basically, imagine you could have been saying Sandu to everybody.
Yeah, if he was dating me.
But then for me, the even more interesting thing is, and what I want to know is that, okay, so hello became the word, but then what made the French say bonjour, or what made the Spanish go hola, or whatever?
And hola and sasrikal and namaste have nothing to do with hello. Hello is a Western thing.
Hello is translated into...
Hello is not translated. The greeting is translated.
No, it's not. Yeah,
greeting
it's not
is what you're translating.
Oh, yeah.
It's not... See, anything which is a version of hello, like hello.
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 Yeah.
Hello.
But that's, But that's a German.
Hey, hello.
Oh, hello, hello. We know the Germans and the Brits crossed over loads, you know, historically, genetically,
yeah,
and all that.
The Germans have hello.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's where they come from. Alexander Bell's girlfriend.
Wow, wow. Family.
There you go.
So basically, Kedge, every time you're picking up the phone and saying hello, you're impersonating a girl.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the girl's surname.
Oh,
you,
girl's
might, surname. You might as well go, Chakrabarti. You can change it whatever you want. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Bala Subramaniam.
Yeah.
Hello. Patel.
Yeah. Patel, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I go next?
Go on, then.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Tommy. If that is legit, that is a good one.
Yeah, someone needs to verify that. I'm sure someone will.
I think that someone will verify.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
They will. I feel we're going to get someone verifying that and telling us.
Seeing as yours kind of came from an Indian Kaka, my fact is about India, actually, and in particular, Mumbai.
Oh.
Mumbai now has the city with the most amount of billionaires in all of Asia.
Wow. Really? Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's got 92 billionaires.
The most billionaires in Asia.
92 billionaires, and the one it surpassed was Beijing, which only has 91.
Oh,
92 billionaires.
Crazy.
It's still behind Russia, I think.
But
massively.
That is unbelievable, isn't it? The most amount of billionaires are in India, in Mumbai.
Which would mean there's loads of millionaires. Does that what it means?
Yeah, there probably is. Then they've just not quite made the billion status yet.
But it would mean that there are, in terms of economic growth, there would be loads of millionaires.
Of course.
Wow.
And somebody, I think, if I've said this before on a podcast, stop me, but somebody once said the difference between, because people talk about millionaires and millionaires, like we just did there. Oh, yeah, if there's loads of billionaires, there must be loads more millionaires. But they go, do you get your head around the difference between a billionaire and a millionaire?
Mm.
It's like saying 11 days versus 11 years.
Mm.
Wow. There's a big difference. Yeah.
Or something like, it was something silly like that.
That's deep.
Yeah. So like, don't just say it. Oh yeah, millionaires.
I'm happy with 11 days.
I'm happy with two and a half days.
11 minutes. 11 yes, minutes, 11. Whatever that takes me.
Kedge, you haven't lasted 11 minutes in a long time, right? That's how I love it. What's your fact? What's your thing?
My fact is a great one. Again, look at this. Sometimes, you know, the synergy on the Brownload. I mean, what can I say? The synergy on the Brownload is so incredible that even I have got a fact from India as well to complete the trio of facts from India.
Can I just do a little side story about you and synergy and what you once said to us? So when we were at the BBC. It would have been one of the last things we did there when we went to the cricket, and you were introducing me to cricket at that time.
Oh yeah,
I'd never been to a live cricket match.
Yeah. And then
it was us three and Ash. Remember Ash, who used to work with us?
Yeah, everyone? Yeah,
right. It was us three and Ash, and you know, do you know what I'm going to say? The cricket ball was hit. It came bouncing, and we were in the front row, but we were with the crowds. We were just in the front row, and it bounced and came directly into our hands. And actually, it was Ash that caught it.
No, me, I caught it.
Kedge caught it.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody pulled out the phone, then Ash pulled out the phone.
No, I took the pictures.
Sad's got the phone.
Hold on, I'm just trying to give Ash a little bit of credit, bro.
Ash was just hugging me.
Okay, right. But the ball came, it bounced. I remember because, like, in that time, I was sitting there with my beard. I was like, that looks like the balls. Oh, and then it was. And then all of a sudden, we were even taking a picture in that time. You guys were super fast. Turning around, took a picture. And then I remember, because that picture, we took a picture, and then the ICCs
came over. Yeah, the main came over. Yeah, yeah.
Social media people came over.
We see that picture. And we thought we were in trouble. They were like, love that. We love that you took a picture selfie so quickly. Can we share it as well? And it got like 11 million likes in like 10 minutes. Anyway, that aside, and the ball came to us. And I went, that's pretty. I said, does the ball often come to you, Kedge? Is that something? Because I've never been to many cricket matches.
Yeah.
You went, no, Tommy, that's our energy that attracted that ball. That's what you said, right?
I remember that now.
Right? You went, you know what? We went there with good vibes, with a happy heart, and that ball came to us because it knew those are the guys that are going to catch me. It was something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, that's kind of nice. It's kind of a nice little feel-good moment that we were radiating that heat. But anyway, sorry, that was it. Because when you just said, it reminded me of that.
Yeah, actually, God, I was quite intelligent back then.
it went downhill. But go on. Yeah. Good energy, attraction. Yeah, of attraction, but we've all done an India story.
So here we go. You know the phrase, to butter someone up? Why didn't you go and butter him up? Go and butter her up. Where does that phrase come from?
Time out. I've seen this video as well. No, I'm not having it.
No, but there's just because you might have seen it.
Hang on, is he going to turn around and say it's because of Parata Rotley or something like that?
No, close, but more divine. But I'll let Kedge tell you in a minute. But I have spent today analysing this because I nearly said it. And I was like, no. So I'm going to give you an
impression. Come on, Kedge.
Tell everyone what it is.
I found it amazing. And that was basically because back in India, what they used to do is they used to throw butterballs at all the deities and their gods when they used to ask for favors, for God to their gods or for forgiveness. So they used to throw butterballs at them. So therefore, you would have to butter them up.
No. Okay. So here's why I don't think this is true. Right.
You objected to me. I liked it.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, because the phrase "Oh, I'm going to butter him up" is a very English phrase. It's not
of
a Desi phrase.
It's not.
It would have been. It would. The phrase
the
would
English
have become.
Probably back there buttering them up, innit?
Are ye kya karta hai?
We've got butter marta hai, innit? That's the thing, innit?
But butter marta is a translation of buttering someone up.
Yes.
The phrase you would have had, ki minu makhan londa paya, or whatever, ghee, take the ghee out my gand, whatever it is. You'd have some sort of phrase like that if you were trying to...
Beg your pardon?
If someone's trying to butter you up, or I'm trying to find alliteration that rhymes, that works. Right. But my point is, and in India, nobody would throw a butter ball at a god.
No.
They wouldn't do that. Not even a deity, statue,
like,
whatever.
It's not like a snowball fight. It's like, throwing it at their feet because you can't get close to it. Anyway, it's up for debate. Let's see.
Okay, right, fine. Let's leave it to the people. But I think it comes from the basting process of cooking. I'll leave it open.
Before we go, can I just mention, if you've not done your fantasy football team, can you please sort it out? Because we've got our league, which should be up and running. Kedge?
It is up and running. It's up and running. If you're in it last year, you'll be in it automatically.
Let me fast forward to May. Satch came first. Kedge was a close second, and Tommy was a distant third.
Tommy, do you know what? Now, Tommy, I'm going to send you a screenshot. Just copy this team and just enter it for now, because I know you're not going to update or anything. But please, just do a team and get it out.
Enter it for the bands.
Okay, I will. I'll give it a go.
All right.
I'll give it a go.
Okay, good.
Nice one, gents. Thank you very much for another great podcast. And until next week, we'll catch you later.
Laters.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.